Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Samach Gimel. We're in Perek, the seventh Perek, Perek HaMavrich, Samach Gimel, and we are on Samach Beis and Mabeis by the two dots. Just one ha'ara from yesterday's daf, and that is the Mishnah spoke about cotton. Whether there is an Isser, Durabana, Mishamaris Ayin, about Semer Geffen. So Meir said, Av Semer Geffen, Osir Vena Makadish. Meir says, yeah, there's Maris Ayin by the Kain, Osir Vena Makadish. A Kain comes up here in the Mishnah. Kain comes up also very Lamaisa in a sugya that is in a different area, but the Shaila is always asked about Kain Tzitzis. Kain Tzitzis, that's a very common material to make the begadim for tzitzis. So is that a mitzvah? So of course it's a mitzvah. The only question is that a mitzvah da'araisa or is that a mitzvah da'rabanan? Why? What's the issue? Because there is a machlokas in the Gemara, and the question is, who do we pasken like? The Torah quotes in Siman Tes in Arachayim, kol minei begadim chayavim betzitzis. The Torah says all begadim, as long as it's a beg, it is chayav betzitzis. But that's part of the issue of the what the poskim discussed 80 years ago about the mesh tzitzis, the netting. So is that called a beged or not? Right? Because it's not woven together. So that's the question. If it's not a beged, there's no chayav tzitzis. Begadim are chayav tzitzis. So the Torah says, all begadim are chayav tzitzis. So if you look in the Bach verse, the Bach before the Beis Yosef, but if you look in the Bach says that the Torah sounds like Nira, Midakasav Rabbeinu Bistam, Chayav and Betzitzis, it's since the Torah wrote straight Chayav and Betzitzis, Alma, Deritzono Lomar, Dekala Begadim, Shavin, Bedin, Chayav and Midaraisa. It sounds like they're all equal. They're all Chayav and Betzitzis. It doesn't make any Chilukim. All Begadim are Chayav and Betzitzis. Sounds like equally, which is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi, and the Ri, and the Smag, and the Rush, the Chulu, who paskin like Rava, that all Begadim are Chayav Midaraisa and Tzitzis. Who is this against? The Riff and the Rambam. The Riff and the Rambam, passing like Rav Nachman, who says that the only Chiv and Tzitzis are Begadim that are Tzemer Upishtim. Right, those are the Begadim that are mentioned in the Torah, wool or linen Begadim. Those are the only ones that are Chayav and Tzitzis. Remember, a Beget Pishtim and Tchela strings, that's Shatnes. Right, because Tchela is defined as woolen colored strings, that would be mutter if one did it, mitzvah bishlemusa for asi dochalos asai. But Rav Nachman holds only beg et semer pishtam, and the Riff and the Rambam paskin that way. Aval shar begadim ein chayvim betzitzes ela midir abanan, delessa, ela, delessa. That the Torah seems to not hold that way. Ela kol begadim nidechalahem. So the Bach assumes that the Torah holds like Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rush that all begadim are chayvim betzitzes, even cotton. If somebody wears cotton tzitzis, they would be chayiv and being fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis. If you look at the Beis Yosef says, I'm not sure that diyuk is correct. All the Torah says is that all begadim are chayiv in tzitzis. Who says they're all chayiv equally in tzitzis? He doesn't say equally, he just says they're all chayiv in tzitzis. So says the Beis Yosef, Devei Rabbeinu nechochim dulekulei alma. The words of the Rabbeinu, the words of the Torah are correct. Dulekulei alma, kol minei begadim chayav betzitzis. Aval, imechayvi midaraisa, midirabanan, baha ika plukta. But that is the machlokes, and then he goes through all the shitas as he usually does. And this turns into a machlokes, the Darkei Moshe there, that's just more background. Vein Dvar of Nirim, I don't like what the Beis Yosef says. Ela Nira Lev Sokadiri Atosvis, Miacha Sharabenu. Right here, thinks the tour. Vaposa Machronim, Eskimu Imahem, he thinks the tour is like the Rashi and Tosvis and all the others. And this turns into a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says that everyone says that all begadim are chayiv and tzitzis. The question is on what level. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Riff and the Rambam that the chayiv and tzitzis mida oraisa is only for a beged of pishtim and semer, and therefore if one wants to fulfill the mitzvah oraisa of tzitzis, so then one has to wear a woolen beged or a linen beged. Wool is more common than linen today. Av a big day sharminim and chayiv mida tzitzis amid rabbanan. The Ramah says v'yeshomim dekulun chayiv mida oraisa v'hachi hilchasa. The Ramah says no, that they're all chayiv midaraisa, and that is what we pasken, and that is me'ikar adin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yarei shamayim yachmir al atzmo lachush l'deya harishona. A yarei shamayim would be machmir on himself and be choshis for the first opinion v'yasa talosh al tzemer to make a beged of wool k'deishi yischayiv etzizim and atorah l'kuliyama. So you don't go into nichnas l'machlokas. So everyone will be happy. V'nachosh yaseh bein atalas ha-gadol, bein atalas ha-katan shol tzemer. Whether it's the talas gadol, make it well. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Other poskim say meikra din, especially if one lives in a hot climate, and it's going to be very uncomfortable. So then meikra din, any other beged is chayiv. Also, for sure, you're behind the mitzvah. The question is the rice of the Rabbanan, but that is the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and the question of cotton tzitzis. Okay, so now let's get back to our discussion. But cotton comes up in halacha, not only in yesterday's Mishnah, that there's a Marasayan issue of planting zroim next to the cotton, what's called semer gefen, but it comes up in tzitzis and other areas as well. So now let us continue where we are up to. So elu asur and velomakacha, we're in the middle of samach beis amid beis. These cases, a number of them we've had already in the Masechta, are asurin v'lo makachin. It's asur to do. You can't plant zeram here, but it does not asur. It doesn't make it chiyav sreifa. It doesn't, which basically most of the time means the extension is an issur d'rabbanan. Right? Because if it's daraisa, the pashas would be asur. So pashas is d'rabbanan. So now we're going to describe everything we said in the Mishnah, but just give a shear for it. Moser mechola kerem arba amos. So we said, the overflow, the beyond in the Mechola Kerem. Remember the Mechola Kerem was way back in the beginning of the fourth parak. Beginning of the fourth parak was called Karachas HaKerem, and in the second half of that Mishnah, we spoke about the Mechola Kerem. Back on Daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, what was the Mechola Kerem? Where Beis Shammai says the shear is 16 amos, and Beis Hillel says the shear is 12 amos. What is the Mechola Kerem? So the Mishnah there said, Bein Kerem Legeder. That's the Mechola Kerem. If somebody has a vineyard, and between a vineyard and the fence. So Beis Hillel says you need 12 amos in between. Beis Hillel says 12, Beis Shammai says 16. So if you planted within, let's say you had, you didn't have that amount, and you planted there, but you planted more than 4 amos away. So that's Aser, the Mishnah says. But it's not going to be Oser. It's not going to be Oser. So Moser Machol HaKerem Arba Amos. So beyond the 4 Amos from the vine. Mosar, or from the vineyard. Moser Churban HaKerem, right, the Karachas. The Kerem, same thing, that same Mishnah, where we had other Shiurim. Arba Amos. So basically, there are some of these cases that we've had that you require more than 4 amos away because of what it looks like, because of what it used to be. So in all those cases, if you're outside of the 6 tfachim of a vine and 4 amos of a vineyard, it's not going to be oser. Not going to be oser. Mosar piske aris. Also here. Piske aris, where one has, one had the vines on a wall and, you didn't have the requisite space in between. Shisha tfachim. Shisha tfachim, 6 tfachim, that is the shear. So this one is a little mechudash. Why? Because we said, what's an aris? An aris is where, let's say you had 11 vines. You have 11 vines. So 11 vines in a row, we usually paskin Beis Hillel. It's not a kerem, because there's only one row. You need at least 2 rows. But we said, if it's on a wall, that gives it more chashivus, and therefore it's called a vineyard. It's called a vineyard, if it's on the wall, even though it's only one row. But if you're missing a middle one, we gave the example of there are 11 vines trained on this wall, and the middle one dies, so you have space in between, that's called piske aris. That's called piske aris, and you need 8 amos and a little bit. Remember, that was the va'od that we had. 8 amos and a little bit in between. If you have 8 amos and a tefach, that's good enough. 8 amos and a little bit, I'm sorry, 8 amos and a little bit is not good enough. You need at least 8 amos and a tefach. So in that case, what should we have said? So maybe to be parallel to all the other cases we just said, if you have, 8 amos and a little bit, which is not really good enough, but if you plant it outside of the 4 amos, but in that little bit, so then that wouldn't be oser. That's not what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, what's Moser Piskei Aris? 6 tfachim. 6 tfachim. Which means, the Mefarshim explain, even though we give one row of vines on a wall, we give it the status of a kerem, right, for Beis Hillel, which is a chumrah, doesn't have the full status of a kerem. It has the full status of a kerem that, okay, lechadchila, you shouldn't be planting within 4 amos of it. But that's only pashas is in the Rabbanan. Because here, what's the shear? 6 tfachim. 6 tfachim, which means it's still one vine. It's not called a kerem, and therefore, the aris is not as chamor as the actual, a regular kerem, or machmir, according to Beis Hillel, but it wouldn't have the same status. Important, implicit point. Moser apifyaris, shisha tvachim, same thing with the apifyaris. Remember we said we have a vine that is on top of a pergola and you're planning to have it stretch and grow on the pergola. Also, there the shear is 6 tvachim. Beintayim mahu, what is the halacha between the aris and the and the vine. What if you have a, remember we said a case, this was the case of, I think, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in the Mishnah that said, no, this is the case that you have the Mesorah of the four Amos. If you have space between the vine, you're going to lean onto the wall. But let's say there's space in between the two. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Makadesh, Rabbi Shimon Lakash Amar Aser Bein Makadesh. That's the machlokas we had earlier, whether the Zerayim in between is going to be Aser Behana. Period. Good, continuing talking about our Mishnah. Mosar Churban HaKerem. So if you remember, our Mishnah spoke about, what about the leftovers Churban, which meant the Karachas HaKerem. Right, the Moser of the Churban of the Kerem, the Moser of the Karachas, the Moser of the Machol, as we just explained. You have all of these cases. So now the Gemara says, Manavshach, what's the case of the leftover, right? The extra space that's not going to be Aser by Churban is another word for Karachas, by the Karachas and the Machol. Because our Mishnah talks about Karachas and Machol. Are we talking about a big vineyard or a small vineyard? Right, big vineyard meant, if you remember, at least three vines. At least three vines, that's called a big vineyard. So, kerem gadol hu, if we're talking about in the Mishnah, a case of a kerem gadol, which is three rows or more. And that's where the Mishnah says that what's the shear of the Moser Churban, the case is, and the Gemara just explained, four amos out, meaning, it's, you have a space in the middle, so you can eat four amos from one side, four amos on the other side, so it's really eight amos, right, which is the shear. So it's, if it's beyond those eight amos, four from each side, so then that's not gonna oser. So, what are we talking about in the Mishnah? Kerem gadol hu, if we're talking about a big vineyard, which means three or more rows, lamali churbano, why does the Mishnah give the case of the karachas akerem? Right, what's the case that's usher to do, but if you did it, it's not going to usher? Well, you have a big vineyard, and the middle part fell apart. And it destroyed, it got burned. Afilu mata aso. Even if you planted in the first place. Remember we said, if you planted a big vineyard, remember we said what the shear was? If you have two vines, the Mishnah said, it has to be between four and eight amos. But if you have three vines, the Mishnah said, it could be even within 16 amos. Right, it's much bigger shear. Bigger chumrah, that they're mitztarif to each other. So let's say you have a three row of vines vineyard. That's a big vineyard. So you could have 16 amos in between. So afilu mataso. So even a regular vineyard that you planted is going to be oser. It's going to be aser ve'eno oser. So why the Mishnah had to come up with such the unusual case of the middle part collapsing and falling down, the karachas? What about a regular case of vineyard? If you're talking about a big vineyard, so then you have not between four and eight, but you could even have up to 16 amos between the rows. So you could also teach in that case that once it's beyond four amos from each of the vines, so then it's not going to oser. So why does the Gemara have to come up with a case of, why does the Mishnah have to come up with a case of, so unusual, the case of Karachas HaKerem, just say a regular case that it was planted in the first place. So that's why it's difficult to say the Mishnah is talking about a Kerem Gadol. Kerem Katan, so what do you want to say? It's talking about a Kerem Katan, meaning only a two-row vineyard? But we learned earlier, Ein Lo Machol. We learned that the special din of Machol, which is the space required between the vine and the wall, right, that was the first Mishnah in that parak that we had, in the parak Karachas. So there is no machol. That special din only applies to a big vineyard, not to a small vineyard. So Mimanavshach, what's the Mishnah talking about? If it's talking about big vineyard, at least three rows, so why the Mishnah talking about Karachas? Just talk about the regular case that you planted in the first place. And if it's talking about a small vineyard, so then there's no din of machol. So what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mosif machol is not going to oser. There is no halacha of machol when it comes to a small one. So what's the case of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Ela ki anan kaimin, what must we be talking about? The kerem gadol shenato almata kerem katan. It's a kerem gadol. It's more than two rows, meaning it's three rows. But you planted it, you're right, you could have planted it very far, even up to 16 amos, but you didn't. You didn't. We're talking about a big vineyard, meaning at least three rows, but you planted it with the interval and the space of a small vineyard, right? And that's it. So it's between four and eight amos apart. And that's why if it's eight amos apart, so then there's no extra space, right? It's four amos from each of the sides. So therefore, from each of the vines, of the rows of vines. That's why the Mishnah had to talk about a case of a karachas akerem, where you're missing one of the rows, so that would be create space of more than four amos away from each vine, and that would be an ukimta. That would be a hechitimsi that you'd have a case of that's usher to plant, but not ne'esar b'di'evet. Okay, so we described, the Mishnah's talking about a case of big vineyard, but you planted it with the interval of the small vineyard. Reb Zeira says, oh, okay, that's interesting. Hada Amra, two more lines of this conversation, figuring out what the Mishnah's talking about. Hada Amra, Kerem Gadol, Shenoto Shmon al Shmona, Ein Lo Machol. So it must be, Reb Zeira says, if this is the case of the Mishnah, a big vineyard, meaning at least three rows, that you planted Shmona al Shmona with eight or more Amos interval, if you planted such a big one, Ein Lo Machol. It must be, there's no machol in that case either. Why? And that's why the Mishnah Dafka talks of, you planted it like a small vineyard, right? Because that has a machol. But it must be, maybe if it's just very, you have the rows that are more separate, right? Eight or more in between, maybe you wouldn't have this special din of machol. And in Tamar Mata Sheshesre al Sheshesre, and if you want to say all the way up until that year, where you have 16 amos in between, if you want to say that, Tocho, and you want to say, maybe that's the case of the Mishnah, that you plant even 16 by 16 amos, Tocho Asur Umakadesh, right? In between, that would be Asur and Ne'esar, and that's why the Mishnah discusses Nechrav, and not the original planting. Again, another potential case that the Mishnah might be talking about. Maybe we're talking about a big vineyard, and you did the whole, you know, when you, if you planted originally with the 16 Amashir, so maybe that would Asur, the, what's in between. And that's why the Mishnah didn't talk about it. Is that true? So then, chutzalo lo kol shekein. So, and then, again, the diak would be, and the Mishnah didn't talk about the original planting because that would asur in between. So it only spoke about the karachas, where it got destroyed in between, because that would be asur and not oser. No, but then chutzalo lo kol shekein. So then the middle part, the karachas, where it was destroyed, should also be asur makadesh. Because we said, as we had the logic earlier, if you have an original planting that's usur in a certain way, then even if part of it becomes destroyed, it's kiven denasra et nasra. We should say it doesn't get any more kal, right? It might even keep the original isser. So therefore, the fact that the Mishnah here says that it's usur and not oser, would tell us that even in a case where the original planting was done this way, it would also not be oser. Okay, we just did a couple of permutations of what the Mishnah is talking about. The Maskana was, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you have a big vineyard, meaning you have a couple of vines, at least three rows, and you planted it with the shiurim of a small vineyard, between four and eight amos of each other, and that's where the halachas apply, as stated in the Mishnah. Good. So now, last line, Aval Tachas HaGefen V'chulu. So the Mishnah said, all these cases where it's Aser and Eina Oser, but if you mamish planted under the vineyard, so then it would be Oser. Right? Under the vineyard, that's Kilei HaKerem. That's Kilei. If you planted within the four Amos, you planted within the six Tfachim, that would all be Oser. Amar Yosi Ein Lokin Ela Al Iker HaKerem. But Rabbi Yosi says, you only get Malkus for the Iker HaKerem. What does that mean? Look at the Mara Folda on top. Amas Nisan Koi. This is going back to the Mishnah. The Kalelu de Makachim, even those cases that create Kilei HaKerem, Ein Malkus Ela Al Iker HaKerem. Bahainu. What's that? We had this a long time ago. Izara Chartzanim Imzraim Ka'achaz Ma'polas Yad. Remember the case, I think it was Rabbi Yoshia. Right? You have to, when you Chayev Malkus, when you actively planted it together, right? You take seeds of a vine and seeds of two grains and you put it in the ground at once. That's a case of planting Kilei HaKerem. Other cases might be usur, but that's not the action, that's not the mice of planting Kilei HaKerem. So you might say, even if there is a vine growing there and then I plant Zrayim under it, that's usur, and it's going to be oser, but it's not going to get malchus in that case. Abo ki nata kerem, v'yacharkach nata yerek. If I planted a vineyard, and then I planted vegetables, otua mikadesh, avaleno loke elal ikir hakerem, kamosha kasav. So that is the Gemara that unless you did the action there, so it wouldn't be, you wouldn't get malchus. And again, it relates to the issue of, so We know Lav Sheish B'maisa, Ein B'maisa. This doesn't seem to be related to that specifically. Because here, let's say you have a vineyard growing there, and then you plant grain under the vineyard. So that's a Maisa. But you didn't do the Maisa of planting Kilai HaKerem. Right? The planting of Maisa of Kilai HaKerem is you planting them together. It could be us or otherwise. Maybe you get an Avera, because you've created the situation. But lo sizra karmacha kilayim. What's beferish in the Torah is, and what's the lo, right? For Malkus, you need hishamar pen al or lo. You need one of the four words. So for that, you have to actually plant kilay akarim. If you've just created a situation of kilay akarim, even if it's with a maisa, it's not going to be good enough for Malkus. And then, of course, you have the lesser maisa also, right? The cases of roeh, right? We had that mission before. If you see your kilay akarim growing and your misyaish and you decide I'm not going to uproot it and it grows 1/200th, so then it's also going to be aser va'oser. But then you're not going to get malchus that. There is no maisa. The chiddush of this line of Rabbi Yossi is that even if there is a maisa done, but if not a maisa of zriyas kilay akarim, so that's not going to be aser with malchus. Okay, Halacha Gimel says the next Mishnah Dalet. A mesachik is gavto al gabei tvuaso shachavero. If somebody takes their vine and I spread it onto the tvua of my friend, a mesachik is gafno. So that's not a nice thing to do. You know, I'm mad at him. I want to aser his food, his tvuas. I take my vine and I spread it. Hareze kidesh, that asers pashtus, that asers your friend's stuff. V'chayvach riuso, and I'm a mazik. Right, I'm a damager. I caused him a loss because now he has to burn it, and I have to pay him for it. I'm chayvach riuso. Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Ein Adam Mekadesh Shavar Sheina Shalom. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, no, you can't do that. Ein Adam Oser, Ein Adam Mekadesh Davar Sheino Shalom. So this is a big topic that has a lot to discuss. The Rishonim. In a few places, I'll read some of the Rishonim in Yevamos, discuss the Tanakama Shita. Right, Tanakama Shita, and the other Rishonim say this too, but the Mishnah, the Tosas, Pei Gimel Amabez in Yevamos. Eid on the Mosa Dereshin Shalom. Right, that's the Gemara there quotes our Mishnah. Say, as Tosas, Vim Tomar, O Maishna, Minose Nevela, O Chelev, Betapshol Shachaveir Shenesar. If I take a piece of treif, and I put it into your hot soup, I asked your soup. Nothing to talk about. If I take milk and pour it into your chicken soup, hot, so basav chalav, right? You don't say ein adam oser davar sheino shalom. You've created that reality. So ask Tosfos, why here do we say, does this Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi say, ein adam oser davar sheino shalom? Isn't it a metzius? So v'yameri debidavar hatali b'machshava hu da'amar hachi. No. You don't say it, but you say it if it's just a pure reality, if there's no thought in mind. What if I tripped? What if I tripped and my milk flew into my chicken soup? It was a total ones. You know what? Tough luck, right? You're a bus of a chalav. Not totally on machshava at all. But kilei akarim, as we know, is totally on machshava. It has to do with my interest. So if the owner is not interested in becoming kilei akarim, it's not going to be usher. Kigon mishtachel b'emas chavero, like bowing down to your friend's animal. The so perik beis dechulin dafilu asav amaisa. If you go shachta yigalamad abad delo asra. There are those that say that even avodah zara, even if you did a maisa, still it's not going to usher. V'iser kilayim nami tali b'machshava, and kilei akarim is tali b'machshava. Kida Amar, like we had two prakim ago. Right, what's the Mishnah that I just alluded to? Haroa Yara Kishagia Laktanu Afilahosa Masai Motor Lukisha Exar. Yeah, I'll get there one day. Kishagadeno Aser. So you see that it has to do with Machshava. And that's why also, Babakama Daf Kuf, remember the case, I have a fence, and the fence fell down in between my Karim and my Zrayim. Nisyaish Hemen of Alogadra. If I'm nisyaish, so that's when the iser kicks in. V'dafka nisyaish, avalo nisyaish, k'gon shaya asuk begeder, v'lo hispik ligder, shozum asayim, lo kidesh. Right? It's dafka nisyaish, but if not, it's not aser. So you see, it's not totally just on the mitzius, it's totally on machshava. It's not like basar b'chalav, it's not like nevela. That is tosas. This also relates to the Rebbe Elchanan that we like to quote. Rebbe Elchanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris, we quote this every once a month or so. Rabbi Chanan in Simin Ayin Vav Ayin Beis. Here, here's Ayin, no, Ayin Aleph is the Hamatz Mechal of Araya, so I think it's Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav. Yeah, Ayin Vav. Simon Ayin Vav in Kovas Aretz, where Rabbi Chanan says that there are two types of halachic processes that exist. One type is that the person is the Bailim, and the person is the Oser, and the person is the creator. Somebody is a Mekadesh, a woman. Somebody is Megarish, a woman. Someone is Kone. Someone is Makne. So all of those, I'm in charge of that halachic process, so to speak. And therefore, many nafkamina. Therefore, I can make a Tanai. I can make a Kiddushin al Tanai. I could do a Gerishin al Tanai. I could do a Kinyan al Tanai. Right? I could delay the chalos. I could be Mekadesh, a woman, la'achar shloshim yom. A second nafkamina. I can, I could be Mishayer Bikinyani, right? I could, there's different afghaminas. But let's say you have another type of halakha process where it's not that I'm in control of the process and I create the chalos, but I do a physical action and Memela Hashem creates the chalos, right? I, Shechita, I shecht an animal. Was I Matir the animal? No. I did the physical act of cutting the simanim. But then Hashem says it's mutter. Right, can I make a tznai on the shechita? This shechita should only be mutter for my friends. This shechita should only be mutter if it rains tomorrow. That doesn't make, no, you can't do that. You can't make a tznai on a chalos that you're not in control of, that you're not the koach of. You just did the physical act. So, and you can't make, you can't delay the heter in that case. And there are other nafkaminas also, Rabbi Chanan says, do you need edim? Do you need edim? So it could be that for certain, category one, you would need Edim, right, for Ein Dever Shebe'er V'Pachas Mishnayim. But let's say, right, Ein Dever Shebe'er V'Pachas Mishnayim. So if a person is the Kaddish woman, so he's in control of that act, that would need Edim. But let's say, Rahman al-Islam, a woman is Mizana, so she's Asur al-Baila. That's a Dever Shebe'er V'Pachas. What she needs Edim, and if there are no Edim on there, she's not an Asur al-Baila? No. That Isur is a Dever Shebe'er. Once the physical act is done, then even though it's a Dever Shebe'er V'Pachas, is Asur, right, without Edim. So certain types, certain halachic processes need edim, and certain don't. So this is the Rabbi Chanan here. But one of the also actions he talks about is edam the moser dover shena shalo. Right? If there is a category one, then you would say edam the moser dover shena shalo. If I'm going to create the halachic status, so then you can aser your somebody else's stuff. Right? I can't go over and give your animal to the base of Megdash. You can't do that. Right? But if I pour chicken and milk into your chicken soup, like the case Tosfos gave, I can aser davar shena, because I'm not creating that. I'm just creating the metzius, the physical reality, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's aser or not. So that's relating to this discussion. The other big issue is the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf. Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf discusses the shita of Rebbe Meir, Garmi. Garmi. So let's just read it from the Ritva. So the Ritva there in Yevamos Pei Beis, which I was just quoting from, the Ritva Pei Gimel. I'm sorry, Pei Gimel. The Ritva discusses this Mishnah Masachi Gavra was quoted in Yevamos. So asks the Ritva or notes the Ritva. So I'm Chayev Achrayas. If I did this, I'm Chayev Achrayas. I have to pay for the damage to my friend. Says the Ritva, Medina de Garmi. It's Garmi. What's Garmi? So we know there's something called the Maisa Yashir. Maisa Yashir is, I take a bat and I smash something of yours. And then there's something called Grumma. I open your back door and I let your prized animal out and he goes and damages. I didn't touch your animal. I just opened your door. That's Grumma. Maisa Hezek is Chayev. Grum is Pater. Right? Even though it's Usser. Grum is Usser, but it's Pater. I'm not Chayev for that. Garmi is somewhere in the middle. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir. Don Dina de Garmi. I take a shtar that says you're owed $1 million and I rip it up. Did I damage you $1 million? Not directly, but it was kind of direct. So there are many examples of Garmi. So this is one of the suggestions, right? Baba Kama Daf Kuf, try to figure out a source for Garmi. So this is the Ritva, Midin de Garmi. The Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, the Don Adin de Garmi. So this is Rabbi Meir Shita, that you're Chayiv Mitam Garmi. What did you do? You just spread your vine over his property. So did you damage it? It's not mazik gamur because there's a delay. It's only usher when it grows. 1/200. But on the other end, it's not called grama, right? Garmi is somewhere in the middle. This isn't called a direct Maisa Hezek because it didn't damage right away. It's not called an indirect Kivan Shezeh Geffen Batzma Hu Oser because he put his Geffen over this guy's stuff. So he's not a bystander. That's not Grama. Ubari Azeka below Shum Maisa Mechudash. And it's Vadai going to damage in a few days, whenever it grows 1 to 100th. So therefore, it is Garmi. Right? And then the Ritva says, and if you want to say it's Hezek Sheino Nikar, maybe Bemezid we paskin it's Hezek Sheino Nikar is Chayiv. Maybe it's called Hezek Nikar because you see the evidence, you see the vine on it. Right? So this is, Garmi is a huge topic. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntris. Kuntris Dina de Garmi. The Ramban has printed it with Maseches Makos, 10 pages, all about, because there are many cases, he goes through every case in Shas that has to do with Garmi. Garmi is also overlapping, the Rishonim discusses, Rav Rosenzweig likes to point this out, Garmi, Hezek Sheino Nikar, and Davar Agorim L'Mamon. Those three sugyas overlap, and they're all about some lack and indirectness in the Maisa Hezek, but that's what the Ritva calls right here. Our case is a case of Garmi, that's why you're a Chayek. Okay, there's a lot more there, as we know, but let's just read the rest of the Mishnah, at least part of it. Amar Rabbi Yossi, who just said, what if somebody planted a vineyard during Shemitah, meaning Kilei HaKerem during Shemitah? Uba Maisel Fnei Rabbi Akiva V'yomar, Eidah Demakadosh Tavash Yen Shalom. Right, so the same thing, you can't, Shemitah, it's not yours, it's Hefker. So therefore, Eidah Demakadosh Tavash Yen Shalom, the Divrei Yecheskel notes in Siman Lamed Hey, you see from here that by Hefker you also say, Ein adam oser davar shena shalo. You might have said only apply it by your friend's stuff. Here you're applying it by Hefker stuff, but you see from here that Yisod also applies to Hefker. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time. Our march in the seventh parak of Maseches Kilayim.